And now, your favorite host on your favorite station.
You're listening to Right Time Radio.
Good morning, Right Time World. We are going to spend 1 hour in the 80s this morning as we recover from the weekend.
On your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it!
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Here we go. This is the breakfast show. I wasn't around yesterday. You may have noticed I was still entertaining guests from the Volcano Hunt on Saturday. So we had an absolutely amazing day, fantastic event, fantastic people, and it was just so good to see so many people come and enjoy themselves. Big thank you to everybody who came. And this show is probably going to be a bit of a thank you show as we go through the different acts and people that we'd like to express our thanks to. But first of all, we'll start with everybody who came. Thank you so much. We really had a ball.
Yeah!
So, St. George's Day today, then, is it? Right, that means we're going to be all proudly bouncing about in our Union Jacks and our St. George's Day flags. No, unfortunately, we won't be. Right, but what they could do by looking at the news headlines this morning is start fixing the potholes over there, because there's so many people come and ride with us from the UK. And they have a massive complaint about the state of the roads in the UK. Now, what, 25 years ago when I used to live in England, I thought the roads wasn't so bad. There would be the odd pothole here and there. But the further south you go, the worse it seems to be. I will say that, because when people come and they talk to us about the roads and they tell us about how exceptionally good the roads are here in Tenerife, then compared to that to England, England is meant to be in a shambles. And it does look like that way. You've only got to turn the TV on and watch the sort of rubbish that they pour into people's front rooms. So, St. George's Day, well, get the tarmac out. Here's a bit of Journey, Don't Stop Believing, remastered off the 2024 album. Room,
the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
England isn't the only people full of complaints at the moment. Over the weekend, we saw over 60,000 people take to the streets of Santa Cruz in Tenerife. But the rhetoric has changed, and it was nice to see that the rhetoric has changed. There's still a little people with the tourist go home thing, but it's not really about that. It's more now pushing into the way that the Canarian government, especially in Tenerife, are being targeted as, you know, corruption experts. And that is where the rhetoric is changing. People are actually now looking at why all of this is going on. Where is the money going from? If we've got this mass amount of tourists here that come every year, then why do we not have enough housing? Why is housing areas not allocated for the people who live here, who work in the tourism industries and are part of the Tenerife economy? And why is the Tenerife economy suffering if all of these problems are here from tourists? But where does all the money go from the taxes that the tourists pay. And that's kind of now being highlighted more and showing the real culprits of the problems that we have in Tenerife, which is really not with tourism, which is with corruption. And unfortunately, we're seeing this more and more across the whole of Europe, across the whole of the world, really, if we look at the Western countries that we kind of see more and have more in-depth information about. From England, from their parliaments, which is full of corruption at the moment, right away through to the top of the EU, where we saw Ursula von der Leyen, who was being pinpointed for corruption only a couple of weeks ago due to giving her mates the top jobs. Just by coincidence, they're all her best pals. Here's Bette Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
What's up?
So the bike competition motorcycles went very, very well indeed. We had some great bikes turn up and enter into the competitions. There was an amazing ratty old Thunderbird that entered into the classic and won best classic of show. That was from Miguel, a Venezuelan guy who actually won last year as well with his other Triumph. He's got some really, really nice bikes, but he'd gone for the kind of patina look on this Triumph, done a great job of it, built it, put it together, and went home with that reward. Won the €150 from Farm Foods, the trophy, and that title of Best Classic of Show. Big thanks to all the people who came and entered. The Harley Davidson was amazing. It was a fantastic blue Harley full dresser. We had the Modern Classic that was picked out by Triumph Canarius. We had the BMW, which was Best of Show, which was Cafe Racer style, had been put together by Eris, and it was fantastic. Again, he was a winner last year. He's an enthusiastic bike builder, and he's very determined to keep winning that show. So if you are looking to enter maybe next year, then he is the guy that you need to take a look at, his detailed work that he goes into. You know, he loves Cafe Racers, but it's the way that he puts them together that really does make the difference. And of course, there was also the GSXR, which we don't see a lot of anymore. It was a stripped down muscle bike version, polished frame, nitrous bottle, had everything on it. You know, it was proper, what we would call muscle Street Fighter style. So big thank you to everybody who entered those bike competitions. It makes a big difference when we all get involved, and it's great to see them. This time we was able to bring the bikes into the actual venue, so it was absolutely fantastic. Reserve, Alice in Chains there. Man in the Box, that's off the Facelift album back in the 80s. That's where we are this morning as we recover with some gentle heavy metal and hard rock to get through this week, probably as I didn't finish really till yesterday when I still had guests over from the weekend, and today is my first day I get to relax. So, looking at tattoos, while the show progressed through, we had the tattoo winner, who was one of the Lobos de Asfaltos motorcycle group, and he had a great back piece, which he proudly won the trophy, and that €250 went to him as well from Atlantico FM. That's a radio station here up in the north. Thank you very much for the sponsorship. Thank you very much for everybody who entered their tattoos, and look out for those photos, because they will be out real soon. Now, we had a fantastic band on. They were so good. The power and the energy that came from the Foo Chasers was absolutely incredible. They were the best. They were so, so good. Big shout out to Marcus and the crew who did the Foo Chaser tribute for me. They were just so powerful on stage. I love Marcus anyway as an artist. He is absolutely incredible. He's got so much power and energy for what he does. Amazing guitarist, but the rest of the band as well. It was nice to see Penny on stage. It was nice to see the other guys really, really shocking out, because they had a great audience. There was over 200 people there. They was all really into the band, and that makes a big difference as well. It really does. The music for some was a bit heavy, and I did see some people stroll outside ringing their ears. But look, you can't please everyone all of the time. But you can most of the time.
to see the road from the heat coming off. Reach down between my legs, ease the seat back.
So as we moved on through the day, we started to look for that Volcano Hunter of the Year 2024. We was looking for someone with some class. We was looking for someone with some style, not just about their swagger, but about their ride as well. Did they fit the bike? Did the bike fit them? We wanted the whole package. And PBF Insurance Services went on the search for that person. They found somebody very quirky indeed. That was Eleanor Lack. She looked absolutely fantastic on the day. She looked fantastic on the bike as well. The whole package was there, and she came up onto the stage and received this year's Volcano Hunter of the Year 2024, which was sponsored by PBF Insurance Services. Sarah, thank you very much for that. And Eleanor, well done. You looked absolutely fantastic. Moved on, and we had a fusion this year, which we wanted to show and share our passion for Spain. And we thought there was no better way to do that than to actually bring in some of the traditional gypsies of Spain, some of the flamenco dancers. And we managed to get an amazing show from Puerto de la Cruz. And if you want to go and see them again, you can actually go and see them in Puerto de la Cruz. It's Flamenco Passion. They were very, very good indeed. And I saw a lot of people really took back by the fact that we'd introduced flamenco into the show. We had people at the beginning in the early days kind of questioning us, why would we do that? And then we had people almost crying on the day, really. I mean, I saw grown men crying when they was watching the style and the passion of the flamenco. And it was, you know, for us, it was a way to say, look, you know, we are English, we live in Spain, and we are so grateful that we're accepted here. We not only live here, we have our businesses here, and we have our own now biker community here. And we wanted to say thank you and show people just how much we thought of Spain and the culture, and show you that, you know, it really is part of who we are. So that went so, so well. And a big thank you to Flamenco Passion from Puerto de la Cruz for all of that help and the show that they put on.
Loves your mom, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, she's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm
free falling.
as the dance shows progressed and the day went on, we had the Bikers Banquet, which was absolutely fantastic. I didn't see anybody complaining about food. There may have been some longer wait times for those people who didn't actually buy food tickets, but unfortunately, that's why you had the option. You know, you can't expect not to buy the food ticket and then expect to be served first. So the banquet started and everybody took 10. It was great to see. There was plenty of wine. There was plenty of drinks. There was no shortage of food. And a big shout out to all of the kitchen staff who were involved, Yaza and her team at the venue. You were on your feet all day. You didn't stop. A special big shout out to your sister. She was fantastic. She was even shocking at the end with the Bad Bone Stompers. But the whole team and the whole crew at Asador La Cueva, a big shout out to you. It was a great day. It really was. And as I said, it's no easy task feeding 200 bikes in one go.
Show us everything you've got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you wanna go for a spin. The party's just begun, we'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
The food served, the crew, a big shout out to the sound crew. It was no easy task to do the sound in that room because the acoustics in there, let's say they're not what you would normally pick out, but they did a fantastic job. They kept it under control. And the very hard thing about sound, as I know from my own sound courses and stuff that I've done, when people keep coming in and out, the sounds keep changing. So it's quite a difficult task to do, especially with such a high ceiling in the auditorium area. But you did a great job of that. Big shout out to all the team there who got involved. And yeah, we'll talk about the Bad Bone Stompers in a little bit.
We'll be right back.
So the day progressed, and we had a fantastic day into the evening set. And I just want to give a special thanks to my family, everybody who was involved, our friends who have grown up doing the show with us and doing things with us over the last 4 or 5 years. I wouldn't be able to do it without them. They are all fantastic. We've had some nice additions now with their girlfriends get involved as well. A big shout out to Lauren and to Vicky. Shout out to Lucy from Easy Rider Tenerife Reception. She helped us all day at the event and was fantastic. And my sons, Adam, Callum and William. Jackson, of course, who's the star of the show in most cases. And a big thank you to my wife, Natalie, for making this whole event possible for everyone. A bit of Metallica taking us back to the 80s today as we listen and recover from the weekend. So we had then the final band on. They graced the stage at 8 o'clock, and that was, of course, the Bad Bone Stompers. Their usual set of stomping. Elvis was his usual self on stage, and he is an excellent showman. He really is. He just looked as funky as ever and really strutted his stuff there. Klaus on guitar, big double bass on there. It just looked absolutely fantastic. You can't beat that type of music to get everybody up, and everybody in that room was stomping out to the Bad Bone Stompers.
I got a pocket full of money and it all in $10 bills. I got a pocket full of money and it all in $10 bills. I'm gonna have a good time in the China on the hill. I got a pocket full of money, said it all in $10 bills. I got a pocket full of money, said it all in $10 bills. You gonna go out with me tonight, fine, I know another woman will. Oh, yes, you will. Bill. I got a pocket full of money, says it all in $10 bills. Going out tonight and get a whole town of thrill. I'll get out of here, Lee.
Rock and roll and drift. and to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
So weather and riding conditions for today, looking good, looking good. We look like we've got the best of the weather back again. We're into 17, 23 degrees up in Arona, but warmer down on the beach. I was down on Torviscus Beach yesterday. It was absolutely fantastic. It really was. We are very, very blessed to live in such an amazing place with this amazing climate. As we go up into the mountain areas today, it's still nice and warm, a little bit chilly at the top, which we expect at this time of year, but it is pretty comfortable all round. No rain around, a little bit of cloudy skies as we go through into this week. It's only going to get better.
You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
All in all, we just had an amazing day. And we'd just like to say thank you to everybody who was involved, for everybody who came, and a big thank you to everybody from the acts to the bands to the people who entered the motorcycle shows. Everybody, it's been absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much. We will be back again tomorrow at 8 a.m. You can listen to this again between 11 and 12, of course. And until then, rock on and ride safe. Like a bomb, baby, come and get it on.